Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Shavir Cummings, graduate from the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, March 9, 1952, shortly after noon, the Worley Water Reservoir located in St. Peter overflowed. This incident, reported in the Advocate newspaper 2 days later, indicated that the reservoir had not overflowed for many years. In fact, the overflow was very much welcome and touted as a good thing, for it meant relief was finally on the horizon for the empty buckets and thirsty throats in the northern part of the island, in St. Lucie, and in the northeast, St. Peter. 1 week prior to the Worley Water Reservoir overflow, there had been no standpost or piped water in the daytime north of Springhall, St. Lucie, and none day or night in Boscobel, St. Peter. Water had only been distributed by water tank lorry. These areas had been water deficient for many years. In May 1951, the water situation in those areas had become absolutely desperate, and the Waterworks Technical Advisory Committee decided that drastic measures had to be taken immediately to restore water to those northern communities. One of the actions taken to restore water to the north was the selection of a site on top of the first cliff on a line between farm and mullins, where a well 6 feet in diameter was sunk. The ground level at the spot was about 127 feet above the sea, and the surface of the sheet water a little above mean sea level. The well was excavated 12 feet vertically into the sheet water to accommodate the pumps, and it had two horizontal adits running north and south across the line of the subterranean flow, each 20 feet long for the purpose of infiltration. Additionally, to ameliorate the water woes, the construction of a small electric pumping station and the laying of a mile of 10-inch diameter pipe up the hill to Worley Reservoir, which is 427 feet above the sea, was completed. Two Beresford submersible pumps, each capable of lifting 24,000 gallons of water per hour to Worley Reservoir, were installed, one to stand by the other, as more than 500,000 gallons per day was not near the water usage rate at that time. Water samples were taken and tested, and from the bacteriological point of view, the results were satisfactory. The Advocate ended the report by stating, and I quote, "The system may need nursing for a period, but let us hope that it has removed, once and for all, a hardship endured annually by the folk in the north of the island, and a very severe headache for the Waterworks Department," end quote. However, almost 7 decades later, folks in the north of the island are still experiencing water woes, and the Barbados Water Authority is still seeking a permanent solution.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.